play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
A 6'1 senior, number 3, Kylie Gabelhausen. A 5'8 senior, number 11, Michaela Reedy. A 5'8 senior, J.C. Steely. A 5'8 senior, number 24, Sierra Montgomery. And a 5'7 senior, number 25, Sarah Kurth. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore, number 3, Kayla Boydston. A 5'8 junior, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'4 senior, number 34, Haley Kelso. A 5'9 junior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 sophomore, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Your officials for tonight's game is Joe Thompson, Dave Williams, and Phil Davis.
That's Jeff Lamb, our public address announcer, with the announcement of the starting lineups. We're ready for high school basketball here on WGIL Galesburg. East Peoria is dressed in the white uniforms tonight with the gold uniform, gold numerals and the burgundy trim. Galesburg is dressed in the black uniforms with black numeral streaks across the chest. At center court, Kylie Gabelhausen of East Peoria will jump against the Silver Streaks' Shaylee Florine to start tonight's game. Here we go. It's controlled by Florine. Back to Boydston. Galesburg comes on the attack right to left. To Kelso now. Kelso comes cross court to Williams. Back up top, Boydston. Boydston on the dribble between the circles, high right side. Comes down to Clay. Clay in the right corner. Back up top now to Williams. Near side, Boydston. Alley-oop pass to Clay, but it's over her head out of bounds. So the Silver Streaks turn it over on their first possession. It'll be East Peoria's ball. The Lady Raiders, led by Kylie Gabelhausen. She gets the ball against the press and brings it up with a right-handed dribble against Boydston. Gabelhausen pops it out to Staley now, top of the key. Staley on the dribble all the way to the paint, puts it up against Florine. It's going to go out of bounds, and they say it went off. Shaylee Florine, the Galesburg center.
Yeah, good block right there by Shaylee. And you know what, Jim? I'm really digging these black-on-black uniforms the Streaks have. Brand new for this year. I've never seen these ones.
Comes into Gabelhausen. She'll take the jump shot. No good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Boydston. Kaylin Boydston brings it up right to left for Galesburg. Up top, Casey Williams. Ball went between her legs, but she gets it back. Near side, Kelso. Back now to Williams. She'll take the three-pointer, top of the key. Bingo.
Jim, you wanted her to score more, and she opens up the scoring with a three from the top the key. A good job by Casey. She got herself set, so when she caught that ball, she went right into her shot.
Sarah Kurth inbounds it and will get a travel called against Gabelhausen.
Can't do that. She's going to be the trigger man, like Coach Bowman said before the game. If they're looking to get her on the press break, she's got to be smarter with the basketball. She tried to start moving before she got the dribble down.
Galesburg gets it in their front court. Florine has it near side. Top of the key, Kelso. Right side to Boydston. Kaylin Boydston to Florine. Alley-oop. She puts it up underneath and she's going to be fouled.
Good job right there by Shaylee Florine. The play was for a cross screen from Sabrina Clay to bring Shaylee to the far side where the ball was. And what happened was Shaylee recognized they were in the 2-3 zone. So what happened is that Sabrina just kind of screened off on this side, the defender on this side. So Shaylee just sat on the far, on the near side block, which was the weak side, and a good job jumping up and down the ball for the ball got Boydston's attention, and she just flipped it over the top to get the ball to Shaylee.
Florine makes the first. The second one is missed. The rebound controlled by Staley. The foul was against Sierra Montgomery, her first. Second team foul. Now Boydston in the backcourt runs into Gabelhausen, and Kaylin Boydston will pick up her first personal, the first on the streaks. He ran right into her. Said, you're not going to bring that ball up court. So it'll be triggered inbounds by J.C. Staley. Comes into Gabelhausen against Boydston in the early going. Gabelhausen all the way down the lane. Pull-up jumper off the glass and through.
You can't let her have that. That's where Shaylee or Sabrina's got to step up and get in front of her if she's going to bring it right down the lane.
4-2 Galesburg. Williams now near side. Here's a three-pointer. Kelso no good. The rebound, Gabelhausen. She brings it out on the break. Bumped by Boydston.
That's Reedy.
Now in the front court. Here's a three-pointer left side, and it's going to be good. That's Reedy hitting the three.
Actually, it was Gabelhausen. She makes
that
it a 5-4 game.
I can't see the numbers.
Yeah, it's tough. Those yellow on white, it's just a little too light of a yellow.
Underneath the Clay, and Sabrina Clay goes right to the hoop, and she puts it up and through. 2 points for Clay, makes it 6-5 Galesburg. Back on the attack now comes a three-pointer, and this time it's going to be Sarah Kurth who puts it up from three. And she has her first basket, 8-6 in favor of East Peoria. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here, and they're going to call it against Reedy.
Well, Coach Bowman's Raiders don't have any problem taking the three. They shot 11 against the Streaks last year, and Streak fans might not think 11's very much, but for an opposing team, that's a lot in girls' basketball if you're not running the system.
Comes in on the inbounds pass to Florine. She goes right to the basket, and she's going to be fouled by Montgomery.
That's Montgomery's second, and she puts her hands up like to say, Coach Bowman, what else am I supposed to do? And a good cut by Shaylee Florine. She came right down the lane on that inbounds pass, received the pass, and Montgomery, instead of going straight up, kind of leaned into her to try to affect the shot. Instead, she got too much body.
She'll get two here. The first is on the way, and it's good.
We heard Shaylee talk after last game while you were interviewing her. She said one of her focuses in the offseason was to improve her free throw shooting, and she was a little off that first game, but she's really picked it right back up here, Jim.
7 of 8 for last night. She makes them both here. She has 3 points in the game. It's 8-8 with 5:48 to go first quarter. Here comes Gabelhausen. Here's a shot from the corner by Kurth, no good. The rebound controlled by the Streaks. Brought out now by Boydston. All the way down court. Got it to Kelso. Kelso will take the three-pointer. High right side. No good. Rebound Florine. Right back up and through. Wow. Shaylee Florine with the offensive rebound in the basket. Now Staley in the backcourt. Kipped away by the Streaks. But Gabelhausen gets it back for East Peoria. The Lady Raiders now bring it back up court. In the give and go right in the lane, they got it to Gabelhausen, and she's going to be fouled.
Well, a good idea. Sabrina Clay saw that coming, tried to get in there to get that ball knocked away, but right when she went to tip the ball, she ran into Gabelhausen. So a tough foul there for Sabrina, who's had foul trouble in each of the first two games of the season.
That's her first, second team foul. It'll be East Peoria ball underneath their own basket. Triggered in by Montgomery. Tried to get it into Gabelhausen. It was over her head.
Oh, she went over and back.
Oh, she went over and back as it went to Sarah Kurth. And Kurth stepped over the center court line. And so Galesburg's going to get it on the turnover with 5 minutes, 14 seconds to go. First quarter, and the Streaks leading it 10-8. Here comes Boydston into the front court. Got it to Casey Williams. Near side, Kelso. Kelso goes to Florine underneath, wide open, up and through.
That's that weak side pass again. Shaylee keeps sitting in the weak side block because the zone's getting spread out too far and they're not picking her up.
Staley now got it to Gabelhausen, and Gabelhausen drives the paint, puts it up and through, but I don't think it'll count. We're going to get a foul on Clay.
Yeah, and that's the second for Sabrina. She's going to have to come out of the game now. Coach Massey has not taken her out of the game. I wonder if he realizes she's got two. As Shaylee Florine comes out of the game with Casey Williams and Boydston.
Looks like Sammy Thompson and Lexi Daniels are in for the Streaks. It'll be triggered in, goes right to Gabelhausen, and she puts it up and through as she took the inbounds pass from the left side. She has 7 points in the game, 14-8 Silver Streaks. Now Raina Gully now on the right side. Out to Daniels. Now they go inside to Sammy Thompson. Back out to Lexi. Top of the key, Haley Kelso. Kelso will take the real long three-pointer. No good. The rebound underneath controlled by Sarah Kurth of East Peoria, and she gets the ball to Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen all the way down, right in the lane, drives the hoop, and she's going to be fouled.
Streaks have got to find somebody that can D her up because she's just going to keep going straight to the basket. Streaks have not done a good job of stopping her, and now we're going to see Madison Ross come into the ball game as that foul's going to go against Raina Gully.
They're going to call the foul against Raina, her first, the fourth team foul. So it'll be East Peoria ball underneath their own basket. They trail by two. They come in left side to Staley. Staley left-handed travel. Dribble. Almost looked like she walked.
She did.
And now the ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of one of the East Peoria players. That was Eden Torno who's in the game. And so Galesburg will bring it back right to left with 4:17 to go here in the first quarter. Kelso near side to Lexi Daniels, cross-court Kelso. Kelso will take the three high right wing. It was partially blocked and pulled out of the air by Kylie Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen back on the dribble, comes all the way down court, shovels it off on the right side. Here's a shot by Reedy, no good. The rebound underneath Staley, right back up and through.
Good rebound there by Staley. Streaks didn't have anybody box her out.
J.C. Staley ties the game at 12 with 3:49 to go first quarter. Gully now on the right side. Got the ball out. It was tipped. Let's see. We're going to get a tip here.
No, it's
and
over.
They're not going to call over and back. Now they're going to talk about it.
Yeah, they're going to talk about it because the official on the near side did get the tip. The official on the far side is the one that called the over and back. So the Streaks are going to get it after the conference.
Joe Thompson of Galesburg is our referee. Phil Davis of Monticello. And Doug Williams of East Peoria were talking about it that time. Here we go as Galesburg has it. This is Sammy Thompson from the foul line with a jump shot. No good. The rebound underneath controlled by Brooke Jacobs of East Peoria to Gabelhausen. She'll drive the lane. We'll get a push called outside, I think, against Williams.
Well, the last four times Gabelhausen has gone into the lane, she's been fouled. The Streaks have got to do something. They either have to do a better job denying her the pass so that she doesn't get the ball to begin with, or somebody's got to do a better job D'ing her up.
It was Boydston who picked up the foul, her second. Now the shot, the three-point shot by Gabelhausen, no good. And Shaylee Florine with the rebound. Back comes Galesburg into the front court. Casey Williams drives the foul line, spins left side, got it to Sammy Thompson. Thompson now will bring it out center court on the dribble, hands it off to Raina Gully, and we'll get a timeout by Evan Massey.
30-second timeout as Coach Massey didn't think there was enough movement there on the offense, and he's right, it got very stagnated. All the girls were just standing around, didn't know what they were in, didn't know what to do. On the other side of things, if I'm Coach Bowman, what I'm telling Kylie Gabelhausen right now is every time you go down the lane, you've either scored or been fouled. Quit pulling up and taking three-pointers. Now, she's one of two.
Go to the basket,
but
right?
Go to the basket every time you get the ball. Until the Streaks show that they can stop her without fouling her, just keep going to the basket because she's already had two fouls called on Boydston and two fouls called on Clay.
Both fouled Gabelhausen, right?
Exactly.
All right, so 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 12. We expected this to be a great ball game, and so far so good. Casey Williams throws it in to Raina Gully. Gully now gets it on the high post to Sammy Thompson. Thompson one dribble back to Gully. Gully between the rings. Now the left-handed dribble near side. Back to Thompson to Kelso. Now to Casey Williams. She's going to drive the baseline all the way to the basket. Puts it up no good. Gets her own rebound up. Again, no good, and she's going to be fouled.
Yeah, good rebound right there by Casey. She stuck with it after the shot got deflected, and then she got it back, and she's going to go to the free throw line. On the season, Casey is just one of four at the stripe.
Turner McPhee, the foul. Casey Williams misses the free throw. Fourth team foul against the Lady Raiders. One more for Casey. She's the 5'8 junior. She had eight against Metamora last night. Raina Gully is going to go out. Kaylin Boydston back in for the Streak. So it's Kelso, Boydston, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, and Shaylee Florine. Williams misses them both. Back comes Gabelhausen now for East Peoria. Gets away, drives the basket, puts it up and through.
Yep, keep taking it to the well if you're Kylie Gabelhausen. The Streaks have not found a way to stop her.
14-12 now, East Peoria. Here's Williams, top of the key. Goes on the right side to Kelso, back to Sammy Thompson. Thompson back out to Boydston, and Kalen's going to be fouled up top by Sarah Kurth, her first, the fifth team foul.
Well, Jim, and the other thing is Kylie Gabelhausen got that rebound. She went coast to coast with very little defensive pressure, and she was able to cut over when she got inside. Shaylee Florine kind of cut her off, but a nice little hop step by Gabelhausen got her to the rim.
Here's Boydston now with the ball in the front court. To Kelso, now to Williams. Back cross court to Kelso. She'll take the three off the glass. No good. Rebound Williams, though. Williams shovels it out to Sammy Thompson. Cross court to Kelso. She'll fire again. This time the ball was blocked. Picked up now by Reedy. And Michaela Reedy brings it back up court for East Peoria. Cross court pass Gabelhausen. She'll take the three. Yes.
Ho-ho. Wow. This is a different Gabelhausen than we saw last year.
Here's Williams with a three for the streaks. No good. The rebound underneath is controlled by East Peoria's Brooke Jacobs to Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen against Boydston, and he'll get Boydston for her third personal foul.
Was that three by Williams?
Yes.
And we're going to get a timeout. It's a full timeout. Oh, do we have a technical? No,
full timeout.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I don't know. I think he called a technical
foul. We'll keep it here.
I think we've got a technical foul, and it's against Coach Bowman, I believe.
So a technical foul has been called against East Peoria by Joe Thompson, the referee. We have a timeout called. It's 17-12, but I tell you what, Eric, Kylie Gabelhausen with 2 3-pointers, and she has 12 points in the first quarter, just a huge quarter for her, and she does it so effortlessly.
How many points do you have her for?
I have her for 12.
That's what I have, too, but the scoreboard has 13. I just want to double check.
She didn't shoot a free throw, did she?
No. I was thinking maybe I missed a three, but no.
I have her for 2 threes and
three twos, right?
Unless one of those twos was a three. And that could easily be. But we have a minute 57 to go, so Gelsberg is going to go to the line here as a technical foul, and now Jay Bowman is over in front of the scorer's table pleading his case to Joe Thompson.
Yeah, and let's see who shoots at. We guess Haley, and yeah, it will be Haley Kelso. She will take the free throws. Haley on the season from the stripe is 1 of 1. Nope, it's going to be Shaylee.
It's going to be Shaylee Florine.
Florine, 8 of 12 coming into the game. She's 3 of 4 so far in this one, so 11 of 16. She's definitely taking the most for the team on the year.
Yeah. She missed it. 17-12 our score. Minute 57 to go. First quarter here from John Thiel Gym. It's Galesburg and East Peoria. Second one's perfect.
Toughest free throws right there is the ones when nobody's around.
Yeah, I know.
You're not used to those.
I was thinking the same thing because the gym gets so quiet, you know. And nobody on along the lane. So it's Galesburg's ball now after the technical foul on the free throw. Shaylee Florine has it right side for the streaks. Now gets it back out to Lexi Daniels to Boydston. Alley of Florine underneath. Reverse layup, no good. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. They'll call somebody inside.
I think they're going to get Shaylee. Shaylee was trying to battle for the basketball, and I think she bumped. Yep.
So Shaylee Florine called for her first personal 6th team foul, or make it 7th team foul,
Turner
on
McPhee.
The Silver Streaks. And we'll go back down to the other end, and this will be Turner McPhee, who will be at the free throw line with the 1 in bonus.
The Streaks tried that lob pass to the weak side block again, and Shaylee got it, but her momentum was taking her forward, so she decided to try to do the up and under on the near side of the hoop. Unfortunately, she rimmed it out and wasn't able to finish.
2nd one also good by McPhee, a 5'8 senior. Senior lineup, all seniors in the starting 5 for East Peoria. 19-13 now in favor of the Lady Raiders. Back come the Silver Streaks. Alley-oop pass this time to Sammy Thompson by Boydston. Going to go over Sammy's head.
Yeah, pass was just a little too tall for Sammy by Boydston. She's got to get a better angle on that one. That one, she would have probably benefited if she would have reached around and thrown the bounce pass inside.
Full court pressure now. Boydston in the backcourt is guarding Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen gets away, left-handed dribble, and now we're going to get Boydston, I think, with a foul again. That ball
three.
Was already gone.
Three, and they ball gone on Gabelhausen.
That's the 8th team foul. So Kalen Boydston in some foul trouble here in the first quarter with three fouls, and Gabelhausen will go to the free throw line with the one in bonus. We'll get a whistle, and Raina Gully will come in for Boydston for the Silver Streak. So Galesburg's going to have Kelso, Gully, along with Sammy Thompson, Shaylee Florine, and Lexi Daniels.
Well, after this game was tied up at 12, since then the Streaks have only mustered one free throw, and it's been 8 points in a row now as Gabelhausen hits on the first free throw.
They've tried to go inside both to Florine and to Thompson, the Streaks have. Second free throw is also made. Gabelhausen now with, 15, I guess, if we trust the scoreboard. Back on the attack come the Streaks. It's 21-13, an 8-point lead for East Peoria. Raina Gully has it between the rings. Near side, Kelso takes a three-pointer, in and out, no good. The rebound underneath Sammy Thompson, right back up, yes!
Good job by Sammy battling for that basketball and getting it and putting it back in.
Galesburg needed a field goal there, 21-15. Back comes Gabelhausen, this time against Gully. And she eats the freshman alive, goes right down the lane, and puts it up and through. 23-15 with 50 seconds to go first quarter. Gully now, near side Daniels. Daniels for the Streaks to Raina Gully. Gully, the freshman, on the dribble outside the three-point line. Now top of the key to Lexi Daniels. Near side Haley Kelso for Galesburg. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Now to Gully. Back to Kelso. Again the three left wing. No, it's long. The rebound underneath, controlled by Brooke Jacobs of East Peoria. Ahead to Gabelhausen. Kylie Gabelhausen, the Division I player that'll go to Southern Illinois against Gully. Eats her up again, right down to the hoop, puts it up no good. Rebound though, Florine for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg right to left. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Lexi Daniels, she puts it up, partially blocked. The rebound underneath, pulled down by Brooke Jacobs. Jacobs with trouble in the backcourt. 7 seconds to go. Gets it over the timeline now. Ahead to Alexandra Forbes. Here's a jumper right side, no good. The rebound controlled at the buzzer by Kelso, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's East Peoria 23, Galesburg 15. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg, as we cross the 9 o'clock hour, end of the first quarter, 23-15 in favor of East Peoria. They'll have the ball as we start quarter number two. Michaela Reedy gets it in the backcourt. This is Brooke Jacobs now. Jacobs with the ball. She'll drive the left side to Gabelhausen in the corner, drives the paint against Gully, puts it up no good. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay, who's back in. Outlet pass Gully, ahead now to Kelso. Haley Kelso, cross court to Casey Williams, now to Gully. Gully top of the key to Kelso. Kelso right wing, back up top now to Gully. Raina looks inside, now out to Williams. Williams drives inside the key, back to Gully, to Clay. Clay will put it up underneath, good.
Well, and see, Sabrina had to sit most of that first quarter with foul trouble. She's back in there now. They get right to her. She's able to score, and she also makes a difference on this press.
They beat the press easily. This is Michaela Reedy all the way to the basket. Florine bats it away, though, and Galesburg gets it back. Back on the attack now comes the Silver Streaks. Casey Williams on the near side. Look, now goes cross court, but throws a bad pass, and we'll get a foul on Kelso. As that ball was going right into the hands of Sarah Kurth, and Kelso pushed her, and so Kelso picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first and the ninth team foul.
Who shot that last shot for, was it McPhee or Kurth that shot the last
one? It was Reedy.
Oh, Reedy.
This is Sarah Kurth at the free throw line, 5'7 senior. She had six against Alleman in the game last night, and she missed it. The rebound, Shaylee Florine for the Streaks. Galesburg on the attack right to left now. On the dribble into the front court is Raina Gully to Kelso. Back on the right side, Casey Williams. Williams now back up top to Kelso. High post to Clay. It had it tipped away, but Clay gets it back at center court. Hands the ball off to Raina Gully with 6:47 to go. Second quarter, 23-17 in favor of East Peoria. High post now to Sabrina Clay. Got it into Florine. She put the shot up. It was partially blocked. The rebound, Brooke Jacobs. Now to Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen for the Lady Raiders. Dribbles, now shovels it off. Back up top now. Got it to Brooke Jacobs. She's tied up. We'll get a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, it'll belong to Galesburg.
Well, good job right there of Sabrina Clay using her link to get that ball away and then work it out.
J.C. Staley in, Turner McPhee out for East Peoria. Galesburg has Raina Gully along with Shaylee Florine, Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, and Casey Williams on the court. Here come the Streaks right to left. Gully right side. Out to Williams. Williams has it tipped away, got it back. Now on the right side, Gully tried to get it down on a bounce pass to Florine. It was intercepted by Brooke Jacobs of East Peoria. She gives it to Kylie Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen back up court against Raina Gully. The freshman with her hands full. All the way to the hoop goes Gabelhausen. Shot no good. The rebound Staley, but she couldn't hold on. It's picked up off the floor by Florine. Here come the Streaks on the run. Casey Williams into the paint. She tried to get it inside, but we're going to get a hold here, and they'll get Gabelhausen, I think, for this one.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a poor job of defense by Sabrina Clay. I know she's trying to conserve fouls, but she had cut Gabelhausen off, and then she just kind of let Gabelhausen go around her. Luckily for the Streaks, she missed the easy layup.
Gabelhausen's first, turning McPhee back in, Staley out. Casey Williams at the free throw line. She has 3 points in the game on a three-pointer to start the streak scoring. And she misses this one. She's missed three in a row. The rebound controlled by Kylie Gabelhausen. Back on the attack now. Here's the jump shot. The three-pointer from the corner put up by Kurth, no good. The rebound back up, no good. And finally, Florine brings it down for Galesburg. Florine in the paint. Now gets it over to Gully, and Gully will bring it out for Galesburg. Down court quickly. Near side, Casey Williams into Florine. Shaylee in the paint, puts it up no good, but she's going to be fouled. Boy, she's a little aggressive in there now. She's fired up. We'll get the foul called against Turner McPhee of East Peoria. Her first, the eighth team foul. I should say McPhee's second, the eighth team foul. Here's Shaylee Florine's free throw, and she missed it.
Yeah, we were lauding her on her free throws. She's now just four of seven as she misses that one.
She's a little excited in there tonight. She's playing hard.
Might have some adrenaline going right now.
Yeah, I think so. She missed them both. The rebound controlled by Brooke Jacobs. Jacobs gets it out to Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen with the half-court pass into the front court to Rachel Hilton. Tipped away and picked up by Clay. Clay ahead to Casey Williams. Williams a bounce pass to Gully, but it was tipped out of bounds by East Peoria. It was getting back was Brooke Jacobs to tip the ball away from the Streaks. Haley Kelso comes in. She'll throw it in. 23-17 in favor of East Peoria. Here's the jumper three-pointer from the corner by Gully. Air ball. The rebound picked up by Kylie Gabelhausen of East Peoria. Gabelhausen brings it back up court. She drives right to the foul line, then shovels the ball off to Brooke Jacobs, who puts it up no good. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay of Galesburg. Outlet pass now to Gully. Raina Gully into the front court. She'll drive all the way to the paint, puts it up, air ball, and they'll let it go out of bounds. It'll be East Peoria ball.
Well, the Streaks need to do something here to get a bucket. If I'm Coach Massey, I'm trying to set up a play for Shaylee, because they've gone a long time here without scoring a basket.
Kelso has yet to score in the game too, Eric.
Yeah, she's 0 of 8 from three-point range too.
Here comes Gabelhausen now. Gets it over the 10-second line. Now driving inside is Jacobs. She'll put it up no good. She's going to go behind the basket. And they say it's off of her, and so it'll be Galesburg's ball. And the Streaks will bring it up trailing by 6, 23-17. With 4 minutes, 43 seconds to go, second quarter here at John Thiel Gym. A little late-night basketball for you tonight. Back comes Kaylin Boydston. She got it to Clay right side, but Clay had that ball go right through her hands out of bounds.
Yeah, she didn't look it into her hands, and the Streaks, this is not a good time to get sloppy for the Streaks.
They need a bucket. As Eric said, Kylie Gabelhausen against Boydston is playing with three fouls. Now they trap her with Kelso coming out. The ball's tipped out of bounds, but they'll leave it with East Peoria in the front court, says our official Doug Williams.
Well, just a sloppy pass right there by Gablehausen. We've seen her pretty good, and now we're going to get a timeout for East Peoria. We'll see if it's a, it looks like a 30-second timeout. So far, Jim, we've gone almost halfway through the second quarter, and there's been one basket scored, and it was by the Streaks, 23-17, a two by Sabrina Clay early in the quarter, and neither team has scored since.
You know, they're getting out and stopping Gablehausen at the foul line now, Eric, but the problem is the Streaks have gone to sleep offensively.
Yeah, and that's a big issue for the Streaks. There's no way that they're going to be able to win this one if they don't start scoring here. They've got the defensive intensity right now. Now they just need the offense.
So after the timeout, it'll be East Peoria ball. It'll be triggered inbounds by Michaela Reedy. Galesburg has Boydston along with Clay, Kelso, Williams. Here's the pass underneath, and Florine. That's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of Casey Williams and not off of Gablehausen.
Well, they didn't sell me on that call because
I don't think so either.
It definitely went over Casey's head, and it looked like Gablehausen was the one that last touched it.
Comes into Gablehausen in the front court, left wing. She'll get it back up top of the key. Now the ball's tipped away and stolen by Kelso. Back come the Streaks now right to left. Bounce pass to Boydston on the layup. Puts it up no good. Rebound Clay, though, up and through.
Way to go. Way to run the floor right there. Sabrina Clay able to get that rebound and put it back in for the Streaks.
Back comes Gablehausen. She'll stop at the foul line. Shovels it off on the right side. Now back up top. Here's the three-pointer by Kurth. No good. The rebound fought for underneath, and we'll get Clay on the back, I think.
Yeah, and that's going to be her third. She didn't box out right there, and it was a good job coming down by Jacobs to get that rebound after the missed shot.
So Brooke Jacobs, a 5'10 junior, will go to the free throw line and shoot two. That's the Streaks' 10th team foul, Sabrina Clay's third. Jacobs has yet to score in the ball game. It's on the way, and she hits it. Here comes Sammy Thompson back into the game. Sabrina Clay goes out, so it's Williams, Thompson, along with Florine, Boydston, and Kelso. One more free throw for Brooke Jacobs. She eyes it. Here it is, and it's good. 25-19, the six-point lead for the East Peoria Lady Raiders. Galesburg will bring it on the attack right to left now as somebody has to tie their shoe. It's Michaela Reedy, and now we're ready to go. First, as Thompson inbounds it to Boydston. Excuse me, Eric.
It's okay. First 2 points of the quarter for East Peoria. They've been pretty cold, so the Streaks just are not taking advantage.
Here's the pass. They tried to get the alley-oop underneath to Florine, but it hit the rim, and it's picked up by Gablehausen. Gablehausen for East Peoria all the way down to the foul line. She stops. Now the three-pointer Reedy is good.
Streaks are going to be in trouble if they start hitting threes because the whole defense is collapsing on Gablehausen to try to keep her away from the rim.
28-19 now. Here's the alley-oop pass in the lane to Florine for Galesburg. Near side to Boydston. Back to Florine. Florine has it in the paint, and we'll get a whistle here and a travel called against Shaylee Florine.
I don't know about the travel there, but
three seconds,
three seconds. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She never left the lane that whole possession.
Back on the attack comes East Peoria now. This is Rachel Hilton on the right side dribble against Sammy Thompson. Back out to Gablehausen, who takes the three.
Jeez.
Bingo. Kylie Gablehausen with the three-pointer. 31-19 now. They try to get into Florine. The ball's tipped away on the floor. Now Thompson dives down there with Rachel Hilton, and we'll get what? A foul?
They're going to call a foul on Thompson. I thought she had all ball.
That's her first. Massey up pleading his case to Doug Wilson of Peoria.
This is going to be a timeout for the Silver Streaks. It's going to be a full timeout.
Timeout on the floor. Let's see.
I haven't seen a...
Yes, it is full. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. It's East Peoria 31, Galesburg 19. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a lot to buying a house besides the purchasing process. Protecting your home and your possessions is very important. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will explain your coverages to you and make sure they provide the peace of mind you desire. We can also review your current policy to make sure you're not paying too much. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rocker Mutual, call me, Mark Craddy, today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The 30th annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon for the Galesburg Rescue Mission will be held tomorrow here on WGIL. Join us starting at 7 o'clock in the morning as we help to raise funds for those in need on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson after the full timeout, 31-19, a couple of threes for East Peoria has given them a 12-point lead, Eric.
Yeah, and unfortunately for the Streaks, they had done a good job defensively holding down this Raider ball team, but now all of a sudden fouls are going to start creeping up on them as they're going to start sending the Raiders to the foul line a lot because of all those fouls we saw in the first quarter.
Rachel Hilton at the free throw line, and it's good.
Yeah, and that's not going to help the Streaks cause at all.
She has one more. Here it is. I should say, yes, it is Rachel Hilton. Okay, it's hard to see the gold numbers on the white uniforms. Yeah. Back on the attack come the Streaks, 32-19. As she makes them both, here's the shot up, no good by Galesburg, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. They're going to get this one on Haley Kelso. I think. Her second. And so we'll come back down to the other end, and at the free throw line is going to be Michaela Reedy. She has a three-pointer in the game. She'll get two here. First on the way is around no good. Substitutions. Looks like Madison Ross is going to come into the game. Raina Gully. Also in, Sammy Thompson goes out, and so does Kaylin Boydston. Second free throw on the way is around and no good.
Streaks are going to get the basketball, though, luckily, because Gabelhausen ran right around a bunch of Streaks and got her hands on the ball, just couldn't rail it or corral it in.
She just stepped on the baseline. So here comes Galesburg, down by 13, 32-19. High post now to Ross. Ross lost the ball, comes back out, picked up by Casey Williams. Williams now tried to get it right side. It was tipped away, but they say it's off of one of the East Peoria Raiders.
Okay, good.
It'll be Galesburg ball.
I think Kate even thought she threw that one out of bounds because she went down the other side of the floor.
Joe Thompson saw it, though. The Galesburg doesn't think it's theirs. No. Joe has to point three times. So in front of the bench of East Peoria, Casey Williams throws it in. Right back to her. Casey will take the pull-up jumper right side good.
Yeah, good job by Casey. She got the ball back right after she inbounded it and stepped right into a nice, easy jumper.
Williams has five. Back on the attack now for East Peoria comes Michaela Reedy. Reedy to Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen top of the key. She'll drive against Ross. Puts a shot up good. Kylie Gabelhausen with 17 in the ball game. We'll get a whistle in the backcourt, and a foul is going to be called here against East Peoria. Sarah Kurth, it looks like.
She
that'll be her 20, second.
21 for Gabelhausen. Or 22 if you believe the scoreboard. And I don't know, I'm going to have to go down at half and clarify.
So Raina Gully is going to be at the line for the Streaks.
Yeah. And she hits it on the first one.
So Raina's first point of the game makes it a 12-point lead for East Peoria, 34-22. Madison Ross is going to go out, Shaylee Florine in. So the Streaks have Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, Raina Gully, along with Lexi Daniels and Haley Kelso. Second free throw by Raina missed. The rebound controlled by Kylie Gabelhausen on her way to Southern Illinois next year. They put Williams on her now. She goes right around her, puts it up no good. The rebound's going to come out and be picked up by East Peoria's Brooke Jacobs. Back out now to Michaela Reedy. Reedy foul line left. Now back up top, tipped away by Kelso, but they'll get Haley for the foul.
Well, you force Gabelhausen into a tough shot. She misses the rim completely. The Streaks have got to come down with that rebound. Instead, the possession stays with East Peoria, and then they're going to work their way back to the free throw line yet again here for Rachel Hilton.
Free throw on the way is going to be good by Rachel Hilton. She's hit three in a row. 35-22, the 13-point lead now for the Lady Raiders. Minute 50 to go, second quarter. One more free throw, and this one's also good. So Hilton's hit four in a row. makes it 36-22. Back comes Galesburg. Reyna Gully now right to left. Got it to Florine. Florine outside the three-point line to Kelso. Back to Gully. Near side now Daniels. Now to Gully. They get it into Williams. Williams pops it out to Kelso, who'll take the three-pointer. No, it hit the glass, not the rim. Picked up, though, by Gully of Galesburg. Near side now Lexi Daniels. She'll take the three, bingo.
Streaks needed that one. Something to breathe some life into this team.
36-25 now. The lead down to 11. Back comes Gabelhausen. Stops at the foul line. Shoveled it off. Bounce pass back up top to Rachel Hilton. Hilton's guarded out top by Kelso. And we're going to get Hilton for a foul as Kelso got the steal. And then it looked like Hilton tackled her.
Yeah, Hilton tried to go back for the basketball. And she almost got the steal right back, but got a little bit too much of the arm of Haley to get that call. So Haley's going to go to the free throw line now. She has no points in the game. Does have two rebounds, two steals. She's 0 of 9 from outside the arc. She hasn't taken a shot from inside arc till this free throw.
And she missed it.
Now, we remind you, Haley did get injured in the last game. She went flying into the bench. I don't know if that's affecting her shot at all. She's been long on everything. She's long on two free throws there.
She missed them both. The rebound controlled by Kylie Gabelhausen, who has 22 points in the game. Gabelhausen comes back on the attack. They get 21 points, I guess, right?
Well, that's what we're saying.
Shot up, no good. It looks like they have corrected it on the scoreboard. We're going to get a whistle here, and a foul is going to be called against Rachel Hilton of East Peoria, her second. And so Reyna Gully, the 5'5 freshman, is going to go to the free throw line. She's 1 for 2 from the line. She'll shoot two here with 55 seconds to go. The Streaks need the clock stopped and need to get some points from the line. Here it is, and she got it.
Streaks really needed to cut into this lead. If they can get this lead under 10, as it gets even at 10 here, under 10 by halftime, they would probably be feeling pretty good about things.
Second three-fold by Reyna is perfect, so she has 3 points. 36-27 now in favor of East Peoria. Here comes Reedy into the front court, guarded by Gully. Reedy on the dribble. Now behind the back, stolen by Gully. Gully brings it back for Galesburg. 3-on-2 break. Gully all the way down. Will put it up, no good. The rebound's going to be tipped away and picked up by Turner McPhee to Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen back all the way down court on the dribble. Blocked by Florine.
Oh.
And we're going to whistle and a foul call. That can't be on Shaylee, can it?
There's no way. She had that one clean.
Oh, that's a horrible call.
No, they're going to give that one to Lexi Daniels. That must have been right on the back side of the shot because that was a clean block by Shaylee.
So Gabelhausen will go to the free throw line and shoot two. First one is good. 37-27 in favor of East Peoria. 31.8 seconds to go in the first half.
Freshman mistake at the other end. Reyna Gully took the drive right into Gabelhausen. Easy block for her. Gabelhausen misses the second, and Casey with the rebound.
Williams brings it up court, not a Gully, near side. Lexi Daniels, high post Williams, right side now to Kelso. Back to Lexi, she'll take the three, no good. Rebound Shaylee, and she'll put it up, and we're going to get a push underneath.
Well, hopefully it's not against Shaylee.
It is, I think.
Nope, they put her to the free throw line.
It's going to be against Staley.
It's got to go against Turner McPhee.
Now they're going to talk about it. You're right. Turner McPhee's third.
So Shaylee goes back 4 of 8 from the stripe, and that one's going to be short. 4 of 9 now, and that's after she went 4 of 6 to start the game.
She missed what, 3 in a row?
Yeah.
She had 7 of 8 last night from the free throw line. Shaylee Florine with one more for the Streaks, and this one's good. 37-28. So they get it down below 10. Back comes East Peoria. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Jacobs. Jacobs drives inside. Pops it back out. Let's see if they go to Gabelhausen. Instead, driving the lane and shoveling it up and through is Michaela Reedy at the buzzer. That's the end of the first half with the score. It's East Peoria 39, Galesburg 28. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You say Black Friday, Gale Credit Union says Black Monday. This Monday morning, rates for auto loans start as low as 1.5% starting at 7. Or consolidate bills and pay off high credit cards with a personal loan, starting as low as 4.5% at 7 Monday morning. So get there early for your Gale Credit Union pre-Black Friday loan. Must be a member to qualify with a credit score of 640 or higher. Check GaleCU.net for details. Gale Credit Union, corner of Henderson and Low C, Galesburg.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers. I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Can tell the difference between someone who's come to the class prior to their surgery and had the education versus those that have not.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center introduced their joint camp program back in 2006. Registered nurse Connie Young feels the program has influenced positive outcomes.
It's really about educating our patients. What's going to happen to them when they get their joint replaced? What's their care going to be like when they're in the hospital?
Joint camp is your first step to full recovery. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together. They're better.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL Galesburg. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Well, the Streaks down by 11 at the half, 39-28 to East Peoria. And Kylie Gabelhausen has had a tremendous first half. She has 22 points in the first half to lead all game scorers tonight. 5 points for Michaela Reedy. 3 points in the first half for Rachel Hilton. 3 points for Sarah Kurth. 2 for J.C. Staley. 2 points for Brooke Jacobs and 2 points for Turner McPhee. The Streaks are led in scoring by their sophomore center, Shaylee Florine, with 9. 6 points for Sabrina Clay, 5 for Casey Williams, 3 points for Raina Gully, 3 points for Lexi Daniels, 2 points for Sammy Thompson. Haley Kelso did not score. I think Eric said she was 0 for 9 from the free throw line. So we've got 23-15. East Peoria outscored Galesburg in the first quarter. And then 16-13, East Peoria outscores Galesburg in the second quarter, deleted at the half by the score of 39-28. Want to remind you, we'll be on the air tomorrow night with more high school basketball, a full day of basketball here at John Thiel Gym. Dunlap and Freeport at 10:30 tomorrow morning, then Springfield and UT at noon. At 1:30, Illini West and Metamora, Freeport and Knoxville at 3:30. UT and Dunlap at 5, and then the Silver Streaks will take on the Springfield Senators tomorrow night at 6:30, and that promises to be another interesting ball game. And then a week from tomorrow night, it's going to be Galesburg and Freeport. It'll be Hall of Fame night, as that game will be at 6:30 on Saturday night. We're up here having a little confab trying to figure out our statistics, because the scoreboard and our statistics didn't agree. So we're talking with the newspaper people, and Eric's going to give us a report to see if we got it right.
Yeah, we were right. Scoreboard was wrong. Mr. Wheaton from the newspaper, from the Register Mail, was kind enough to check for me with the official scorer. And he had also had it wrong with the scoreboard. So he says that after checking with our official score, that we are indeed right. 22 points, 16 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter for Kylie Gabelhausen.
All right, Eric's halftime stats are brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll take a break, and Eric will be right back run down the other halftime statistics. The score at the half, it's East Peoria 39, Galesburg 28. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The biggest shopping day of the year is quickly approaching. And this year, YEM is asking the question, why save hundreds
when you could save thousands?
For the first time ever, YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC are capitalizing on Black Friday shopping with holiday discount pricing on every Chevy, Buick, and GMC on the lot. Which means the price you see is the lowest price guaranteed. Right now, get a 2013 Silverado Extended Cab 4x4 marked down over $8,000. Save over $8,700 on a 2013 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 or the all-new 2014 Chevy Silverado regular cab 4x4 marked down $4,500, holiday discount priced at just $26,545.
The best deals are in the bag.
Shop the Black Friday sales event going on now at YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license included. For the 2014 Silverado price, you must trade in a 99 or newer vehicle. See YEM for details on truck loyalty.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Craddy, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
The official WGIL forecast, clear skies tonight over that low of 18. Tomorrow, sunny and blustery. Wind gusts around 30 miles per hour, high of 25. Clear skies tomorrow night over that low of 6. Wind chill readings from 0 to 6 below 0. Then Sunday, sunny, high of 26. Low of 19 on Sunday night. Then Monday, not as cold, partly sunny and a high of 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 26 at WGIL.
Another season of Silver Streaks boys basketball begins Wednesday night when Galesburg hosts Pekin in the Thanksgiving tournament. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast starting at 7:10 Wednesday on WGIL.
Galesburg and Pekin on Wednesday night, boys basketball. Boy, I'm not going to miss that game, I'll tell you that. That goes back to the old days. I mentioned the other night with Dick Girard from Galesburg and Jim Gardner from Pekin in Lincoln Hall down at WIU back in the 60s when both those teams were powered. They were roommates, and man, the arguments, you could hear them all the way down the hall and down the elevator. So Galesburg and Pekin on Wednesday night, that'll be a great night. Let's go over to Eric Gibson. Our halftime stats are brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Eric?
Thanks, Jim. Some ugly numbers for the streak. The one thing that's not really ugly is streaks have only turned the ball over 8 times, which is an improvement over the first two games, and they've forced 10 turnovers. They've been out rebounded 25-22 offensively, though. Streaks with 7 compared to only 5 for East Peoria. Numbers come down to the shooting, though. The Raiders are the team that's taking control there. 7 of 18 inside the arc, 5-11 from downtown, so they've got 15 points from behind the arc and 10 of 15 from the free throw line. Streak 7 of 18 from inside the line is, or 7 of 15 from inside the line, 2 of 14 from distance, though, and that's contributed by an 0 of 9 night so far for Haley Kelso, and 8 of 19 from the free throw line. So the Streaks have left 11, technically 12 points out there because Casey Williams missed the front end of a 1-1. And what's the difference right now, Jim? 11. You hit your free throws, this game's tied, if not in the lead.
And Galesburg has done pretty well from the line so far this season.
So far this season, yeah.
So that's unusual. And, of course, you look at Haley Kelso with no points at the half, and you think all those three-pointers that she threw up, what, 9 you said, right?
Yeah, 9.
And missed all of them, and she got some real good looks. So you wonder, we talked earlier during the broadcast about the fact that she piled into these bleachers over on the north side of the gym last night, and you wonder if there might be some residual effects from that.
Yeah, and you hope not, but she's definitely put many of those shots up too strong, Jim. So I wonder if that has something to do with why she's jacking them up so hard.
Even the free throws were strong.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're ready to go. 39-28 is our score here at halftime. And again, earlier today it was Alleman over Freeport, 70-47. And again, a reminder, we'll be back here tomorrow night at 6:30 for the Springfield Senators game. Galesburg and Springfield, that'll be 6:30 tip-off, 6:10 will be the pregame show. It'll be East Peoria's ball to start the second half. Michaela Reedy will throw it in. Galesburg going with their original starting, or they're not going with their original starting five. Lexi Daniels is in the lineup instead of Caitlin Boydston. Here's Gabelhausen driving right to the basket. She puts it up no good, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul is going to be called here against Clay.
So that'll be the fourth on Clay. She's going to be spending some time on the bench. Coach first, Massey hasn't taken her out yet, though.
First team foul. Clay comes right out and blocks that shot up top of the key by Montgomery. Here's a shot up from the right baseline by Brooke Jacobs, and it's going to be good. And it's 41-28. Back on the attack comes Kelso now for the streaks. Got it on the right side to Clay, now to Florine. Back up top to Haley Kelso. Now on the right side, Lexi Daniels into Florine. She couldn't hold on to the ball. She's going to be tied up by Montgomery. And so on the held ball, it's going to be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, the one thing that the one major flaw I could say in Shaylee's game so far this season is she's too many of those balls have rolled off her fingertips.
Here's Williams with a three-pointer from the corner, and we'll get a push underneath as Florine was dumped to the floor, and they're going to call the pushing foul against, I think, Reedy of East Peoria. Her second, the first team foul, so Galesburg will try it again.
Well, you know she had to use some force there to get Shaylee to the floor. Shaylee much bigger than Reedy.
Kelso will trigger it in underneath the Galesburg basket. Comes out to Casey Williams, but the ball was tipped away. Now picked back up by Lexi Daniels to Kelso in the front court. She's going to take the long three, and it's good. There it is.
10th time's the charm, Jim, and she gets us within 10.
Haley Kelso makes it 41-31 East Peoria. 7:08 to go, third quarter. Back comes Kylie Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen into the front court, now to Staley. Back up top to Michaela Reedy. Reedy now gives the ball to Gabelhausen. She's guarded by Williams. Gabelhausen in the lane, puts the pull-up jumper up, no good. But will Joe Thompson says there was contact.
This might be the fifth on Sabrina Clay. Nope, they're going to go against Shaylee Florine. That'll be her second.
Second team foul. Kylie Gabelhausen, the 6'1 senior with 22 points in the game, will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two, and the first is around and no good.
Scoreboard still has it wrong.
Well, we got it all straightened out. The little media conference did it. Second free throw now by Gabelhausen, and this one is going to drop through. She got the roll. 23 points for Gabelhausen. Back on the attack comes Kelso, 42-31 East Peoria. The streaks into the front court, Casey Williams. Kelso again will pop it, partially blocked, but Clay gets the rebound. Now Clay covers up. She got bumped, and we'll get a foul here against Staley. That'll be J.C. Staley's first, the second team foul, and Galesburg will have the ball here on the near side in the front court.
Well, right there, what needs to happen is Kelso needs a pump fake Gabelhausen. She's not going to get that shot up over Kylie Gabelhausen, and Gabelhausen's going for blocks every time. She pump fakes that, she might be able to get to the rim.
Sierra Montgomery in, J.C. Staley out for East Peoria. Lexi Daniels has it top of the key. Now here's Williams with the three-pointer, air ball. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be East Peoria ball.
Every time you hope that the streaks are going to get a big shot, it's just kind of fallen short or long here, and that one was an example of the ones that went long.
So it'll be East Peoria ball against the press. They'll trigger it into Gabelhausen, who will come up court against Williams. Gabelhausen now dribbles the foul line, spins away. She's going to put the shot up, no good. The rebound, Shaylee Florine for the streaks. Outlet pass now to Kelso. Haley Kelso brings it back up court. Pops it on the right side. The ball was tipped away, though, by Brooke Jacobs of East Peoria out of bounds. The streaks will have it here on the near side. They'll inbound it in the front court. Casey Williams will inbound it. Comes into Kelso. Kelso will dribble back up top, high right wing. Now on the top of the key to Florine, left side Williams. Casey gets a pick from Florine, back out to Clay. Sabrina Clay now to Kelso. Kelso wanted the three, instead the give and go to Clay. Oh. It's going to bounce off of her foot out of bounds, and Joe Thompson says East Peoria ball.
Yeah, there's a lot of contact inside when Sabrina was trying to catch that pass. Probably good no call by Joe Thompson. Just unfortunately for the streaks, it just went against them because the ball ended up going out of bounds off of Sabrina.
East Peoria ball in the backcourt. Michaela Reedy gets it into Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen down to Reedy. Reedy now on the high left side against Florine. Shovels it off inside. Here's a shot up underneath and through by Sierra Montgomery. Her first basket of the ball game. 44-31, 13-point lead for East Peoria. Williams drives inside, shovels an off-balance shot up, no good. It was pulled down underneath by Kurth. Back to Gabelhausen. East Peoria down court quickly. Inside, they got the ball to Reedy. She drives the basket, but a foul's going to be called, I think, against Florine.
No, it's going to go against Haley, and Haley's justifiably upset about it because what happened was Reedy made her turn to the middle of the lane and left the ball right down by her waist, so Haley just put her hand on it, and she got called for the foul, even though it looked like she had all ball.
Her fourth. Here's the free throw. Is going to be good by Michaela Reedy. She has 6 points in the ball game for East Peoria, the 5'8 senior. One more free throw on the way, and that's also good. 7 points for Reedy, 46-31, the 15-point lead, biggest of the game for East Peoria. Boydston back in. She tried to get it on the right side to Kelso, but it was tipped away by Reedy. It'll be Galesburg ball. Williams will trigger it in the front court here on the near side as Galesburg's moving from left to right, and Massey wants to talk it over. 30-second timeout for the Streaks. 46-31, the 15-point lead for the East Peoria Lady Raiders. 5:17 to go third quarter.
Well, it seems like a long time ago, Jim, but the Streaks did have a 12-8 lead at one point in this game, and after they were able to get that 12-8 lead, the East Peoria Raiders ended up going on a 15-7 run and kind of getting the lead, pushing it out, and then we've seen a couple runs since then. The Streaks were able to cut it back down to 23-19, and then at that point there was 9 straight points put up by East Peoria in the second quarter, and they pushed the lead out to 13. Eventually it got as high as 14 at 36-22. But then, unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, they cut it all the way back down to 10 a couple times, and now it's back up to 15.
And the second half started so well with Kelso's three-pointer, you know.
Yep.
Galesburg's ball in the front court. On the near side, Williams gets it into Boydston, now to Kelso right wing. Back up top, high post Clay, left side Williams, now to Boydston. Back into Clay, bounce pass right side to Kelso. Kelso wanted the three. Now they go back to Clay, good ball movement. But now Williams' shot's going to be blocked by Gabelhausen. She gets it back. Gabelhausen blocks it again, now to Clay. Galesburg has it. Boydston will take the shot in the paint, no good. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called as Boydston goes down.
Well, right there, Sabrina's got to see Gabelhausen coming, and she's got to just pump fake her. Gabelhausen's leaving her feet every time she can get a blocked shot. She's got 5 of them now, and the Streaks just keep shooting it right into her hands.
Gabelhausen's fouled at her second as Boydston misses the free throw. She has yet to score in the game, playing with 3 fouls. Second one on the way, and this one is good. So Boydston gets her first, makes it a 14-point East Peoria lead, 46-32, 4:50 to go third quarter. In the backcourt now, Brooke Jacobs brings it up for the Lady Raiders. Jacobs guarded by Clay. Now a bounce pass on the right side. Got it down to Sarah Kurth, but the ball was tipped out of bounds. Williams tipped it right off of Kurth's leg, and Galesburg will get it on the turnover.
11th turnover of the game for the Raiders.
Here comes Kaylin Boydston into the front court. Left-handed dribble over the timeline. Right side to Kelso. 46-32 East Peoria. Right side now. Driving in's Williams. Bounce pass now to Boydston. Back into Florine. She puts it up no good. Tipped out and picked up right side by Williams. Now to Boydston, who'll put it off the glass. Good, and she's fouled.
Good job by Kaylin Boydston there to get her first field goal of the game, and she makes it 46-34. Has a chance to add one more after the foul.
They'll call Montgomery for the foul, her third, fourth team foul. Chance for the three-point play for Boydston.
They're giving her two?
They're just giving her one.
No, nobody moved after the free throw.
So she has four. She was waiting for the ball to come back, and I think they were going to give it to her. 46-35, Streaks back by 11.
Oh, Shaley.
Now Florine is going to foul, hard foul on Sierra Montgomery, and so Florine will pick up her third. Fourth team foul, and Sierra Montgomery will go to the line and shoot two.
Shaley going for the big block right there, and basically she was trying to fly across the floor, and realistically, with how tall she is, she would have definitely bothered Sierra Montgomery if she would have just stood up, because Sierra Montgomery only 5'8", Shaley at 6'1".
Might be a good foul as Montgomery misses the first one. She's a 5'8 senior. She had 8 points in the ball game against Alleman last night. Second free throw on the way, and this one's also no good. The rebound, though, Gablehausen.
Yeah, bad job by Shaylee or Sabrina Clay. She's going to foul out here as she did not box out. And so that's going to send Sabrina Clay to the bench for the rest of the game.
In defense of Clay, is Gablehausen is so quick the way she is able to get from that second spot along the lane and her way around and get in there. She's done it two or three times tonight.
That's why you got to get that rear end on her.
Got to box it out. Galesburg now will bring it up court, left to right. Casey Williams into the front court for the Streaks. On the right side to Haley Kelso with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. The Streaks down by 11. They need a hoop here. Left side, Lexi Daniels now to Williams. Turnaround jumper is good. Casey Williams has 7, 46-37. The Streaks within 9 now. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Kylie Gablehausen goes right through it. Now gets it underneath. Got it on down to Sierra Montgomery, but Montgomery was hesitant and dragged the pivot foot, and so Galesburg's going to get it back. A little bit of momentum change. You could just kind of feel it here for the Streaks.
First time under 10 points. It's late in the second quarter. It was 37-28.
Bucket here would be huge. Here's Kaylin Boydston into the front court on the Galesburg dribble. She'll hold up, give it to Casey Williams. Now Williams, bounce pass out to Kelso. Left side now to Daniels. Back out to Boydston, to Williams. Williams will dribble around the three-point line to Kelso. Kelso has it up top. Now Boydston. Left side now to Daniels. The ball's tipped away, and it's going to be picked up out of the air by Kurth. Galesburg turns it over. Back on the attack now comes East Peoria. Kylie Gablehausen will bring it up court very, very deliberately. Back into the front court. Now back on the high right side for East Peoria. Back to Montgomery, or Reedy, I should say, and we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called here, I think, against Kelso.
It is, and if that's the case, that's her fourth.
No, well, that's five.
No, you had, that's what you had said, too. But
I thought he said five, but he didn't.
Scores have four.
Okay, so four. Six-team foul. Now the ball is going to be tipped away, and we'll get a technical foul is going to be called here. This is going to be against Massey.
Well, Gablehausen missed the shot, and Lexi Daniels came down with the rebound. We're going to get our second technical of the game. This one's going to go against Coach Massey.
Joe Thompson of Galesburg calling the technical on Massey. And so Kylie Gablehausen of East Peoria will go to the line to shoot the technical free throws.
Well, I'm wondering if they called him for being outside the box, because that's what he's pointing at right now is to the ground.
Boy, you never see that.
Yeah.
That's a phantom call. I remember that official at Alleman that called that one time. God.
Well, one of two for Gablehausen makes a 47-37 lead for the Lady Raiders. 2:52 left to go here in the third.
They're going
to
get the ball after the technical, triggered inbounds by Reedy. Reedy got it into Montgomery. Now on the right side, Gablehausen on the dribble. She'll pop it back out to Michaela Reedy. Now to Gablehausen with 2:40 to go third quarter. Gablehausen driving against Williams all the way to the paint. Puts a shot up, no good. The rebound, Casey Williams, and they'll get Gablehausen on the back.
Well, and unfortunately for Gablehausen, she was fouled a couple times coming down the lane, but it wasn't called, and instead she's going to pick up the foul. It'll be her third.
Fifth team foul against East Peoria, 47-37. East Peoria, the 10-point lead, 2:30 to go here, third quarter. Kelso to Boydston, left side to Daniels, high post Williams. Williams dribbles, now left side. They'll go back cross court. Kelso thought about the three against the zone. Instead, they'll bring it out to Boydston. Boydston now works on the right side. Gets it back out now to Lexi Daniels. Now inside to Florine. She'll put it up and good.
Gablehausen's lucky she didn't get called for four there. She hacked Shaylee across the head, but Shaylee finishes the play. And if I'm the Streaks, I'm going inside to Shaylee to try to get that fourth foul on Gablehausen next time down the floor.
11 points for Shaylee Florine. Now the ball goes on the floor. We'll get a whistle and a foul called here. They'll get Boydston for this one, her fourth.
So the Streaks, two of the Streaks starting guards, Kelso and Boydston, both with four fouls. We've already seen Sabrina Clay foul out. Madison Ross at the table ready to check in. Streaks trail by 8, 47-39.
Brooke Jacobs misses the free throw. The rebound, Florine,
this is gonna go against Gablehausen.
She's going to be fouled.
I think it's going against Gablehausen, and that would be her fourth if it is. That's her fourth. So Gablehausen going to go to the bench. The Streaks have a golden opportunity right here to cut into this East Peoria lead.
Now you go right into Florine.
Oh, you've got to go every time down the floor. Work the offense through because they're not getting anything up top anyway because the Streaks aren't getting their feet set for the quick threes.
Back comes Galesburg now. Lexi Daniels, Raina Gully is in the game. Here's Daniels going to take the three, top of the key, no, but the rebound, Gully. Gully now comes back up top. Kelso with the three, no. The rebound again, Daniels. Daniels puts it up. This time it was blocked. The rebound controlled by Michaela Reedy. Back on the attack now comes East Peoria as they come into the front court. Ball's going to be tipped away on the right side as Brooke Jacobs had it, but they get it back. Now there's a shot in the paint, no good. The rebound's going to be pulled down underneath by Sierra Montgomery. Ball still on the
Travel
floor.
Travel 3 seconds.
And we're going to get a whistle here and
wow.
A foul call.
You
are going to get Daniels for this?
Wow. Yeah, and you know, after Hilton shot that ball, it never hit the rim. Montgomery picked it up in the lane. She had been in the lane already before the shot, grabbed the ball, never got out of the lane, lost the ball on the floor, scrambled around for it, never left the lane, and then rolled around with the ball for a little bit longer.
Sierra Montgomery was 0 for 2, but she hits this one. She has 3 points in the game, 48-39 now in favor of East Peoria. 1:10 to go third quarter. She can make a 10-point lead, and she does. 49-39 in favor of East Peoria. Back comes Raina Gully for the Streaks. Into the front court. Up top to Lexi Daniels, right side Gully. Now to Daniels. Now the ball's going to be tipped away. Daniels picks it back up. Tried to get it to Gully, but it was tipped away again. Now the ball on the floor. Gully gets it away. Now ahead to Kelso. They get it down to Williams. Williams will take the 15-footer, but she's going to be fouled. And the foul is going to be called against Sierra Montgomery, her fourth.
Will we have any players left to play this game by the end?
This has been a ragged game, but it's been, you know, you just get the feeling Galesburg's close a couple of times, and they just can't do it all the way.
Well, it's very possible that one, if not both teams, will be in the double bonus before the third quarter's over.
Casey Williams misses the free throw.
And Casey having a tough time from the lane, 0 for 4 now, or from the stripe, excuse me.
She has 7 points in the game. Shaylee Florine is going to go out. Sammy Thompson in, so it's Gully along with Kelso. Lexi Daniels and Sammy Thompson for the Streaks.
Small lineup for the Streaks.
Second one is good by Casey Williams. 49-40 now in favor of East Peoria. Kylie Gablehausen is on the bench.
Haley, you can't make that foul right there. Haley Kelso's gone.
So Haley Kelso fouls out, fouls at center court, 10th team foul, and it'll put East Peoria at the free throw line. Wow.
3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals for Haley, and this is going to start wearing on the Streaks bench as now Sabrina Clay and Haley Kelso out of the game. And you know, that's a situation right there. The senior can't put herself into that spot. She was trying to get a steal, make the big play, but unfortunately when you have 4 fouls, you got to kind of relent on that big play, especially at the end of the third quarter here.
Michaela Reedy at the line. She misses it. She has 7 points in the game. It's 49-40 East Peoria. 48 seconds to go third quarter. One more for Reedy. Here it is. And this one's around and good. 50-40 in favor of East Peoria. Raina Gully for the Streaks. Gets it into Williams. Back out to Gully. Top of the key, Boydston. Left side now to Daniels. Lexi, bounce pass to Williams. Now on the right side, jeez, bad pass. Tried to get it back out to Gully. They missed Florine in there, boy.
Well, I'll tell you right now, on the floor, the Streaks have a freshman, 2 sophomores and a junior. 3 sophomores and a junior.
Back on the attack now comes Michaela Reedy. Reedy works on the right side. Pops the ball outside. Now on the dribble, Reedy comes all the way through the lane. Back up top, here's the running jumper around, no good by Hilton. The rebound controlled underneath by Lexi Daniels of the Streaks, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. They're going to get the foul called against Staley, I believe. J.C. Staley's second. That's the 18th foul against East Peoria. We'll go back to the east end of the court. And 5'5 sophomore Lexi Daniels will step to the free throw line with the 1-1.
First free throws of the season for Lexi.
On the way, and she hits it. She has 4 points in the game. 50-41. Couple of threes in the streets could be right back in this thing. Especially with Kylie Gabelhausen on the bench with 4 fouls. Second on the way, and this one's going to drop through. 50-42, 12 seconds to go, third quarter. In the backcourt now, Reedy had trouble, still has trouble. Now almost threw it away, but got it over the timeline. Down court quickly, here's a shot in the paint, no good, at the buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. East Peoria 50 and Galesburg 42. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The 30th annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up tomorrow. Hi, I'm Dave Scholl, encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us reach our goal of $45,000 again this year. Please join us tomorrow here on WGIL.
What is that noise? It's driving me crazy.
Honey, it's our power meter.
Please make it stop.
Put a stop to the clicking by calling Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today. With the installation of higher efficiency central air conditioners, hot water heaters, and furnaces, you can reduce your energy use and your power bill. And that sounds a lot better than... Find out more with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
News, talk, sports on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, as we start the fourth quarter, you're listening to AM 1400 WGIL Galesburg. 50-42 East Peoria, they have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Kylie Gabelhausen remains on the bench. East Peoria into the front court now, and we're going to get a travel called underneath, called against Brooke Jacobs of East Peoria, as she had three girls all around her defending for the streaks, and Galesburg will come back trailing by 8 here with 7:49 to go in the ballgame. Boydston, right side. Lexi Daniels will take the three. No. The rebound, Florine, right back up. Yes! Shaylee Florine with the offensive rebound in the hoop, and it's 50-44. The streak's down by 6. Back on the attack now comes Michaela Reedy. Reedy on the right side, got it to Jacobs. She drives inside, puts a shot up, no good, but she's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be called against Galesburg's Sammy Thompson, her second. Third foul on Sammy. Going to the free throw line for East Peoria's Brooke Jacobs. She misses the first one. She has 4 points in the game. She's 2 for 4 from the line. She'll get one more here. 6-point lead for East Peoria. Here it is, and she hits this one.
Well, hopefully for the streaks, they don't hit very many of these because their double bonus the rest of the way is East Peoria.
High post now. They get it to Thompson on the right side to Lexi Daniels. Back to Sammy. She threw a lazy pass that was partially blocked, and it's picked off underneath and pulled out of there by Michaela Reedy. Reedy gets the ball up top to Brooke Jacobs. Here's a 3-pointer left side. Going to be put up no good by Sarah Kurth, and the rebound underneath controlled by Thompson. Right side now, here's Lexi Daniels with the three. Yeah!
Huge triple right there from Lexi. It's a 4-point game, excuse me, after she hits that one.
Lexi Daniels with the three right side. Now at center court, we'll get a held ball as Kaylin Boyson is able to step in, and you can hear the Streaks fans as they can smell the momentum change. Rachel Hilton was tied up. We'll get a timeout, East Peoria, with 6:45 to go in the basketball game. A 30-second timeout. It's Galesburg trailing by 4, 51-47.
Jay Bowman can feel it too, and he's going to bring Gabelhausen right back into the game. Streaks with the basketball right here. You have got to try to get the ball inside to Shaylee. with Gablehausen out there. And Coach Bowman right there, you can see him. He's telling Kylie, do not go for any block shots. Just stay straight up in the air. Let them come into you, and you do not initiate any contact underneath, because I would guarantee he's going to put her back on one of the wings underneath on that 2-3 zone.
The 8-point lead at the end of the third quarter is down now to 4, 51-47, as it will be Silver Streak ball at center court. Joe Thompson of Galesburg hands the ball to Casey Williams, and the Streaks come on the attack left to right. Right side, Shaylee Florine. Back up top, Casey Williams. Now to Boydston. Boydston had the ball tipped away, but she picks it back up, drives the paint, shovels it to Williams. Williams now drives inside. Running jumper, no good. The rebound underneath Gablehausen for East Peoria. Kylie Gablehausen will bring the ball back out on the attack, right to left into the front court. She's moving east to west. Gablehausen directing the offense. Casey Williams guarding her. Now gets it over on the right side. Inside, Michaela Reedy on the drive to the basket, but we're going to get a foul called in the lane as Reedy was going right through the lane on the dribble. And Joe Thompson is going to call the foul against Sammy Thompson, second, and going to the line is going to be Reedy.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Jim. Shaylee's got to quit playing so deep on the when she's underneath the basketball or underneath the basket. If she comes out to the volleyball line here, the end line for the volleyball markings, she would be in a better position, because what's happening is she's letting East Peoria get way too deep with their drives, and what ends up happening is that they're getting those shots up before she can even alter them.
Sammy Thompson out, Madison Ross in for the Streaks. Reedy missed the first, second in the air, and this one's going to drop through. She has 4 points, or I should say she had more than that, 5, 6, 7. She has 8 points in the game. Back on the attack, Shaylee Florine in the paint, puts it up, no good, gets her own rebound, right back up, no! Again, ball, she goes down to the floor, no whistle. But it's picked up by Boydston. Now the three-pointer, Williams, no! The rebound in the lane, Daniels. Now inside to Florine again, up, yes! Shaylee Florine! Oh, Galesburg all over the offensive boards, and it's 52-49. East Peoria by 3. 5:40 to go in the ballgame. Gablehausen back in the front court, and we'll get a foul called here.
Well, they're calling some tic-tac fouls on the Streaks right now. This one's going to go against Casey.
That's her first.
And this is going to put Gablehausen in the line for 2 on the double bonus. Gablehausen on the line in the game is 5 of 8.
Gablehausen eyes it. Here it is. It's perfect. 25 points for Kylie Gablehausen. 53-49, the 4-point East Peoria lead. One more, and this one's going to drop through as well. 54-49, 5-point lead for East Peoria's Lady Raiders. Casey Williams has it. Left side now. Got it to Lexi Daniels. Daniels on the left wing, double team. Got it back out to Casey, now Boydston. Boydston looks to the right side to Madison Ross. Ross now being bothered by the three-point line. In the corner now to Daniels. Back out to Williams. Florine calling for the ball. Here's the alley-oop pass to her, but she can't control. She jumped too early.
Well, and the other thing is Casey's got to put a little arc in that for her. She kind of just pushed that one on line drive towards the back wall. And if Shaylee didn't time it right, like you're talking, she's not going to get it. If she can put a little arc on it, it can start falling down near the end line for...
Full court pressure by the Streaks. Intercepted by Boydston. Puts it up, no good. The rebound on the floor, and we'll get a whistle and a push. As Boydston...
A big steal right there by Kaylin Boydston. Unfortunately, she just a little too hard on the layup. It rims out, and was it Reedy, I think? And that's going to be 5 on Boydston. She also will go to the bench for the rest of the game, and she fouls out with 4 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal.
The Raina Gully is going to come back in for the Streaks. Michaela Reedy will step to the free throw line. She has 11 points in the ball game.
She's 4 of 8 from the stripe.
54-49 our score, 5:11 to go in the game. She hits it.
I think she's only got 10 now, Jim.
One more on the way, and this one is missed. The rebound controlled by Florine. She tried to get it to Gully, but it was intercepted by East Peoria. Now to Gabelhausen. She'll put the jumper up, no good. The ball bounce out. East Peoria still controls. Here's a three-pointer, no good, but the rebound, Madison Ross. She tried to throw the outlet pass, but a bad pass, intercepted back by East Peoria. Now finally pulled down by Florine, and we're going to get a foul here called against Michaela Reedy. And a little contact between Reedy and Florine.
Well, the streak's right there. Just getting sloppy with the outlet passes. Raina Goley's got to take charge. I know she's only a freshman, but she's going to be the ball handler right now. She's got to go get that basketball and tell her forwards to quit throwing it out towards the middle of the floor.
Third foul on Reedy. Florine goes to the free throw line.
She made her last one.
This one's going to be off, though. The rebound underneath controlled by Brooke Jacobs of East Peoria. She hands it off to Gabelhausen, and Gabelhausen comes up very slowly. No hurry with 4:40 to go in the game. East Peoria up by six. On the left side, we're going to get a travel on Sarah Kurth.
The Streaks have got to take advantage here. They've let too many opportunities slip through their hands. This is a big time right now. You're down by six, 4:36 left to go in this one. Massey back with Sammy Thompson. Madison Ross going to return to the bench.
So the Streaks have Lexi Daniels along with Sammy Thompson, Shaylee Florine, Raina Gully, and Casey Williams. Right side Thompson out to Florine beyond the three-point arc. Now to Gully. Right side Daniels. Daniels still holds it. Now to Raina Gully.
She was on like 4.5 there of the 5-second count.
I think she was on 5.5. Gully gets it to Casey Williams, 4:10 to go. Now in the lane, the ball went off of the leg of Daniels. Now the ball goes on the floor. It's going to be picked up by East Peoria.
Sloppy passing, killing the Streaks right now. Terrible pass by Raina Goley. She tried to throw it into Thompson and threw it at her ankles.
Picked up by Brooke Jacobs. Back to Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen into the front court. Near side to Sarah Kurth. Kurth drives the foul line. Now to Jacobs. She'll go all the way to the basket. Left-handed layup, no good. The rebound, Florine for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg left to right. This is Raina Gully. Gully gets it down to Casey Williams, who will take the three-pointer. No! The rebound controlled by Gabelhausen. She couldn't hold on to it, though. It goes out of bounds, and the Streaks will have it underneath their own basket.
Oh, if only the Streaks could get a shot to fall.
It'll be triggered in bounds by Lexi Daniels underneath the Galesburg basket to Raina Gully in the corner. Alley up to Florine. She couldn't control, but it's picked up by Williams. Out now to Daniels. Daniels one dribble. Casey Williams wide open three. No. This rebound's going to be picked up by Gabelhausen of East Peoria. She got it to Sierra Montgomery, and back on the attack come the Lady Raiders. Over the timeline comes Kylie Gabelhausen. Gabelhausen guarded by Williams with 3:10 to go in the game. She'll drive all the way to the basket, puts it up and
throw. Oh, Bouchard.
No basket, though. Call the offensive foul.
Are they waving off the basket, though? Because the shot was up before the whistle, and that's her fifth. She's gone. She's fouled out. A huge call. I think that's a bad call, Jim. I don't know what you think, but I think that's a terrible call.
No basket, right?
No basket.
So Kylie Gabelhausen is fouled out of the game with 3:07 to go. The Streaks down by six, 55-49. This is Galesburg's chance. Back comes Raina Gully now into the front court. Left side to Shaylee Florine. Now to Lexi Daniels, to Gully. Gully with the ball over her head to Casey Williams. Williams in the paint, shot partially blocked, but Florine pulls it out of the air, puts it up and through! 6 fourth quarter points for Shaylee Florine. 17 on the game, 55-51. East Peoria by 4, 2:40 to go in this one. Top of the key now for East Peoria. This is Hilton. Hilton on the dribble on the between the circles. Now gets it back out to Michaela Reedy. Reedy with the ball. She's bothered out front by Thompson. Now breaks away, comes into the paint, takes the jump shot. Good. Michaela Reedy has 12. Back comes Galesburg. On the right side, Lexi Daniels for the Streaks. Now to Florine in the paint, takes the jumper. No, but she's going to be fouled on the play.
Well, Sammy Thompson on that last possession is lucky she didn't get a foul called on her because she had her hands all over the ball handler and just no call, luckily for her, and it was close to a 5-second count as well. Streaks trailing 57-51, 2:13 left to go. Shaylee Florine to the stripe where she struggled.
This one's perfect. 57-52, 5-point lead. Florin can get it back down to 4 with this one. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound tipped up, though, and now it's going to be pulled out of the air by Michaela Reedy of East Peoria. She's bothered in the backcourt by Sammy Thompson, but dribbles over the timeline. All the way down, takes a pull-up jumper in the lane, no good. The rebound Montgomery, right back up, no. And the rebound Sammy Thompson for the, or Lexi Daniels for the Streaks. Back comes Lexi on the dribble, all the way up court with a minute 54 to go in the ballgame. And Massey wants to take a timeout.
That's his last timeout. It's probably going to be a full timeout.
Timeout on the floor with a minute 52 to go in the game. It's East Peoria 57, Galesburg 52. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off by listening to Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, glad you're with us. Late night basketball on WGIL. Minute 52 to go in this game between East Peoria and the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trails it. It's East Peoria 57, Galesburg 52, but Michaela Gabelhausen, or I should say Kylie Gabelhausen, has fouled out of the game for the East Peoria Lady Raiders.
Well, the big play will be to see what happens with Shaylee Florine. She's kind of asserting herself, Jim, in this fourth quarter. If she can continue that, the Streaks could be sitting pretty.
Florine playing with three fouls. Galesburg triggers it in. Casey Williams into Raina Gully. Gully has it up top. Now gets the ball to Sammy Thompson. Left side, Nana Williams. Williams on the dribble, thought about the three, goes to Florine outside the three-point arc, not a Gully. Gully drives the lane, looking left side. Now in the corner, back out to Williams. She fakes the three. Now Thompson will take the three, short. The rebound's going to be picked up in the corner by Daniels. She saved it, but she saved it right to an East Peoria player. Back on the attack now comes Michaela Reedy, and we'll get a whistle and a foul up front, and they're going to call this one on Lexi Daniels.
Yeah, right there, Lexi, probably not the smartest save in the world. Luckily for her, it didn't result in a fast break. But the other question is, why do the Streaks continuing to jack these threes up when you've had so much success inside?
So East Peoria goes to the free throw line. And Rachel Hilton converts the free throw.
Back up to a 6-point advantage.
She'll have one more. Here it is, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Galesburg's Sammy Thompson to Gully. Minute 19 to go in the game. The Silver Streaks. Let's see if they go inside to Shaylee Florine. Left side now to Thompson. Back up top to Williams. She'll take the three-pointer. Goal!
Huge three.
Casey Williams has 11. 58-55, a one-possession game, a minute to go. Back into the front court, Brooke Jacobs now for East Peoria. Jacobs on the dribble out front. Gets it over to Michaela Reedy. Reedy now against Gully. Gully with the pressure on her. Now Reedy breaks away, drives the paint, shovels it off to Montgomery. She'll put it up underneath.
Oh.
No good, but a foul's going to be called.
I thought Lexi had all
Daniels.
Ball. I thought she had all ball.
So that'll put East Peoria at the free throw line, and it'll be Sierra Montgomery at the line, who's 2-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. It's like a fifth foul here, huh?
Yeah.
For the Streaks, the fifth foul is going to be called on Sammy Thompson, so she's out. Boy, Galesburg has what, three players that have fouled out?
Yeah.
Four?
Three players. No, four.
Oh, four. Clay.
Four, that's right.
Kelso.
Boydston.
Boydston's out. Thompson.
So now into the game is Macy Steck. She has not played at all in this one.
Free throw on the way. No good. The rebound controlled by Casey
Williams. There
should
Williams. Be two. Two free throws. They're in the double bonus.
Fooled me. Fooled everybody. So Sierra Montgomery will have one more. Casey grabbed the ball and off she went. 44 seconds to go, 58-55 East Peoria. This one's around, no good. Rebound Shaley Florine to Gully. One possession game with 41 seconds to go. Into the front court. Oh. They got the ball to Macy Steck. She couldn't control the pass, and Galesburg turns it right over. And now we're going to whistle and a timeout called by Jay Bowman, the head coach at East Peoria. Full timeout on the floor, 35 seconds to go. East Peoria 58, Galesburg 55. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver if you want it for from later, the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, you got a couple college basketball scores?
Yeah, the Bradley Braves, for those Bradley fans, fell 70-58. Illinois got the win over Chicago State, 77-53. So
who'd Bradley play?
They played Arizona State. They were at Arizona State. And Jahi Carson, who scored 40 against UNLV earlier in the week, Bradley was able to hold them to 19.
Here's the situation here. 35 seconds to go in the game. East Peoria with the ball. They lead it by three. They're going to inbound the ball in the backcourt, and they get it inbounds. Now come in the front court. And immediately tied up is Brooke Jacobs, and we're going to get a whistle here.
Well, and what happened was Casey had tied her up, but she ripped the ball around, and so the foul's going to go against Casey. That's going to be her second, I believe.
Yes.
So to the line, Jacobs, she is 3 of 5 from the stripe in the game.
So Brooke Jacobs at the free throw line. She can make it a two-possession game here. It's on the way, and it's perfect. 59-55 with 30 seconds to go.
Streaks have no timeouts left.
Second free throw on the way. She missed it. The rebound, Shaley Florine for Galesburg to Reyna Gully. Back on the attack come the Silver Streaks. Left side three-pointer, in and out, no. The rebound, though, right back up, no. The rebound again, that's Casey Williams, pulls it down, and we'll get a foul called here against Sierra Montgomery of East Peoria. Casey Williams, I couldn't even see her, but she got two rebounds inside that time and then was fouled going up for the third shot.
And that's going to be the fifth foul on number 24, Sierra Montgomery. She fouls out with 4 points, two rebounds. She's the second player to foul out for East Peoria. As earlier, as we said, Gablehausen, who had 26 points in the game, she fouled out.
Casey Williams' free throw, no good.
She's leaning back right after she shot that, Jim. She gave that one very little chance to make it. She's now 1 of 6 from the stripe in the game. Missed free throws have really killed the Streaks.
Second free throw by Casey. This one is good. 12 points in the game for Casey Williams. Back to a one-possession game. 17 seconds to go.
They've got a foul.
Back on the attack comes East Peoria, and we're going to foul in the backcourt as Reyna Gully is going to run into Michaela Reedy. And so Reedy is going to go to the free throw line. Reyna Gully picks up her third personal foul. Well, you got to hope she misses these.
Yeah, she's 5 of 10 in the game.
Oh. She makes it. 11 points for Reedy. Makes it a two-possession game, 60-56, 13.5 seconds to go in this one. One more from Michaela Reedy, the 5'8 senior. Here it is, and boom, and she hits it. 61-56, 12 seconds to go. Here comes Gully. Gully now, bounce pass on the right side to Steck. Now back up top. They've got to get the three off. Steck will fire the three right side. No, off the glass. The rebound, Reedy. She's tied up by Florine at the buzzer. And East Peoria is going to win this one. The final score is East Peoria 61 and Galesburg 56, a valiant battle by the Streaks to come back at the end as Kylie Gablehausen was on the bench. She was fouled out of the game, but the Streaks fall 61-56. We'll be back with our postgame show. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIO.
Hey, Bill. Hey. Gary. Catch the game last night?
Of course.
Yeah, and that diving one-handed
catch.
So impressive.
If you think that's impressive, you should see my azaleas.
Wait, did you just bring up flowers during a football conversation?
McRib is back.
It's back?
Sweet, the McRib is back.
It sure is. For a limited time, buy a McRib Extra Value Meal and get an additional McRib sandwich for just a dollar. More saucy goodness to love.
Prices and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on menu board.
I'm America's digital goddess, Kim Komando, and I have your answers to everything digital.
Kim, of course, you can help me.
First, I want to thank you so much for being there for guys like me.
I just wanted to say thank you.
I want to tell you thank you very, very much.
Well, I'd like to say thank you. I learn something new every time I listen to your show.
Love your show.
I'm just ecstatic I get to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love listening to your show.
Kim Komando, Sundays 9 to 12 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Do you have big ideas at your house? I'm Michelle Moore, personal banker at F&M Bank. Those ideas might include a new room addition or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, maybe sending your child off to college. Now those ideas can become a reality with an F&M Bank home equity loan or line of credit. Use the equity in your home and still have affordable payments. Stop by our Main Street office and ask for Michelle. I'll be happy to assist you.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. F&M Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
The official WGIL forecast. Clear skies tonight over that low of 18. Tomorrow, sunny and blustery. Wind gusts around 30 miles per hour and a high of only 25. Clear tomorrow night over that low of 6. Wind chill readings from 0 to 6 below 0. Sunday, sunny, high of only 26, a low of 19 Sunday night. And Monday, partly sunny and a high of 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 24 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL. We're so happy you were with us tonight. Boy, an exciting ball game. It was kind of a ragged game, but exciting nonetheless as the Silver Streaks fall to East Peoria tonight by the score of 61-56. Our postgame show with the final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. That's Breedlove's Sporting Goods. First of all, for the East Peoria Raiders, who upped their season record to 3-0 on the season, they were led in scoring by Kylie Gabelhausen. She's the Division I recruit who's headed to Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. She had 26 points in the ballgame. Her running mate, Michaela Reedy, the 5'8 senior guard, had 14 points in the ballgame for the East Peoria Lady Raiders. 6 points in the game for Brooke Jacobs, 4 points for Sierra Montgomery, 4 points for Rachel Hilton in the game, 3 points for Sarah Kurth, 2 for J.C. Staley, and Turner McPhee also had 2 points for East Peoria. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring tonight by Shaylee Florino at 18 points for Galesburg, 12 points in the game for Casey Williams, 8 points in the game for Lexi Daniels, 6 points for Sabrina Clay, who fouled out of the ballgame tonight, 4 points for Kaylin Boydston, who also fouled out of the ballgame tonight. Alexi Daniels had 8, 3 for Macy Steck, 2 points for Sammy Thompson, who fouled out. Haley Kelso fouled out of the game. She only had that 1 3-pointer to start the second half for 3 points. It was 23-15 East Peoria at the end of the first quarter. The Lady Raiders outscored Galesburg 16-13 in the second quarter to take a 39-28 lead at the half. The Silver Streaks, though, came back in the second half of this ball game, and part of that was getting Kylie Gabrielhausen into foul trouble, and that helped as Galesburg outscored East Peoria 14-11 in the third quarter to trail by only 8, 50-42, and then the Streaks also outscoring East Peoria in the fourth quarter, 14-11, to lose by 5, 61-56. So Galesburg's season record drops now to 1-2 on the season. The Silver Streaks are going to be taking on the Springfield Senators tomorrow night. That game at 6:30 here at John Thiel Gym. In fact, there's a whole day of basketball tomorrow with the Galesburg-Springfield game ending things. That game will begin at 6:30, but it's preceded by 5 games starting at 10:30 tomorrow morning with Dunlap and Freeport, and then Springfield and UT at 12, Illini West and Metamora at 1:30, Freeport and Knoxville at 3:30, and United Township and Dunlap will play at 5 o'clock with the Streaks and Springfield playing at 6:30. And then this tournament will continue a week from Saturday night with Galesburg and Freeport playing a week from tonight at 6:30. The Streaks will also have their opening game in the Western Big Six Conference on Tuesday as they will entertain Rock Island Alleman here on their home floor. Let's take another break. We'll come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Eric will have his statistics, and Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks, will join us. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Never miss the action.
On the left hash angle, right, Robbie Gold, 38 yards, and it's good! Good as gold! And the Bears beat the Ravens in overtime.
The Bears look to make it 2 in a row when they visit the Rams.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pre-game coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 11:30, Sunday morning on The Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser with WGIL. They call it Shop Small or Small Business Saturday. It's right after Thanksgiving and that other day on Friday. When you buy locally, it does keep that money in your community and creates ripples of prosperity. Learn more about Small Business Saturday via the link on our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news at WGIL.com.
Let's go to Eric Gibson now for our final stats.
Well, Jim, some ugly numbers here. The Streaks, though, were able to limit their turnovers, only 17 in this game, so getting better on that end of things. 18 turnovers for East Peoria, so the Streaks did a good job forcing the issue throughout the course of the game. Rebounding-wise, the Streaks also prevailed there, 45-38. They out-rebounded the Raiders. They had 23 offensive rebounds, only 9 for East Peoria. So the Streaks took care of trying to get themselves some second shots. Unfortunately, the numbers really bear out when you look at their shooting. The East Peoria Raiders, start with them. They were 10 of 32 from inside the arc, 5 of 13 from distance. So, you know, they shot over 33% from the three-point arc. And they got 26 free throws in out of 44. So 26 of 44 for East Peoria. Streaks on the other side, 13 of 31 from inside the arc, 5 of 30 from outside, so only 18 of 61 from the field in the game, and the Streaks were 15 of 31, under 50% from the free throw stripe. You're not going to win very many games, Jim, going 15 of 31 from the stripe, and Streaks left 16 points out there in a game when you're talking about them, they lost by 5.
That hurts.
That does hurt. The Streaks were led, as you said, in scoring by Shaylee Florian with 18. She also led the team in rebounds with 16. She had two blocks and two steals to go along with those numbers. The Streaks also got 8 rebounds from Casey Williams to go with her 12 points. She also had a steal. And, you know, Sabrina Clay, 6 points, 5 rebounds, a block, and a steal. Those numbers are in very limited minutes. I would venture to guess that she, I don't know how many minutes she played in this game, but it wasn't long, and she was productive the whole time she was in there.
So the Silver Streaks lose tonight, 61-56, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is coming up. And so let's take a break, and we'll hear from Dave's Auto Body, and we'll be back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
The 30th annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon for the Galesburg Rescue Mission will be held tomorrow here on WGIL. Join us starting at 7 o'clock in the morning as we help to raise funds for those in need on Galesburg Radio 14.
Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Shaylee Florine, who had 18 points in the ballgame tonight for the Silver Streaks. We're going to be joined here by Coach Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Our post-game interview with Coach Massey, as always, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Coach Massey's going to put on the headphones. Boy, Coach, a game tonight with a lot of fouls in it, a technical foul on each one of the coaches, and you had a chance, some chances at the end, but unable to get it through.
Yeah, tough night. You know, I was happy the way the kids battled back and stuff. Unfortunately, that we, you know, you never lose at the end of the game. It's you let it get away from you too far, and it's too far to pull back in.
The officiating in the game then, we probably should mention it. At least they called the game fairly tight, and you had three players fall out.
You noticed that.
I did.
Yeah.
So what's your reaction to that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of worn out. I unfortunately went on the other radio station first. I mean, unfortunately, in the sense that have talked about that, and the problem is it just sounds like whining. But they're in the same situation that the their good kid does. Tonight, you know, and it's not the officials. This is what the IHSA wants. And,
right.
And anybody who says this is good for basketball, I don't know how they can argue that. That I have I told them that between boys and girls basketball, I've coached for 40 years, and I have never seen in one season such a anything. You know, you can throw in the three-point shot and everything, nothing that appears to be headed to impact the game of basketball more than what they have chosen. And what it does is that it's a game in terms of now how they want it officiated. I think what you're going to be apt to find, you're going to have nights that this is going to happen, and then you're going to have nights where it's going to be not as many fouls. And so the thing is, I think I thought we were, you know, being wise to go from, you know, the style of the trapping and doing all that with that they were going to call it tighter, but I don't know. You know, I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can successfully press anymore in it. And the argument would be, well, you've got to teach the kids to move their feet and get off of them. But things happen too fast that there's, you know, going to be a bump and stuff like that. But, you know, for us, the bad part was that here was a game where all these fouls were called and we couldn't make free throws. And, you know, that, if you look, if we'd made our free throws in the first half, that would have made a difference.
Yeah, it would have made a huge difference in games. Gabelhausen in the game, you had Boydston on her at the beginning. She got into foul trouble, and then Williams was on her, and Williams seemed to do a decent job.
Yeah, Casey was a good matchup on her. That you know, and that's one we probably should have gone with early in the game. That, you know, had thought, you know, we'd get Kaylin and somebody a little quicker out on her, and maybe we could give her trouble. But to her credit, she's quicker than what you realize when you scout her.
Florine had 18 points in the ball game. Shay Lee inside was struggling tonight. She was intense inside, and you were trying to get the ball into her.
We were, and, you know, I think credit that, you know, they have long arms and made it hard to get it in the ball in there and stuff. But, you know, that at least we were looking. You know, we didn't necessarily get it in as well as we would necessarily like. But, you know, that was certainly the idea, and kind of we were a little more effective in doing that later.
Do you want to jump in here and ask a question, Eric?
How many fouls were called?
Eric has it. Eric has the foul number.
Well, I don't know how many fouls were called total. I didn't get that.
But 75 free throws being shot in the game, that's kind of an insane amount right there. And I actually just saw Shaylee, and she was very frustrated with the 6 of 13 from the free throw line on her behalf.
Yeah, and well, but that's, you know, yeah, I understand that, and we wanted to shoot better, but the big deal is of, you know, getting her to the line, and that's what we want to do, and you know, we go from there. Tomorrow, obviously, that'll be a real challenge with things, and with them, you know, they apply pressure and what they do, and you know, hopefully, you know, if we're strong with the basketball, we'll get to shoot a lot of free throws if they're pressing.
Was Haley Kelso affected by running into the bleachers last night? Her shot seemed to be off.
No. I think their length maybe bothered her a little bit, where you had to get the shot off a little quicker and things. But, yeah, I mean, that's what told them at halftime. I mean, it wasn't pretty. You know, and we're down 11, but you go in and you've shot under 25% and you're 10 for 20 from the foul line in the first half. It's kind of like, well, guys, you know, if we clean up a few things, you know, and now we hit shots, maybe we could be all right. And, you know, I'm happy they, you know, fought back and got back in the game. You just would like them to have been able to climb over the top.
Coach, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks.
That's Tevin Massey, the head coach of the Galesburg Silverstreaks. Again, the final score in this one tonight, it was East Peoria 61 and Galesburg 56. And you know, Eric, lots on our plate tomorrow as we have the Springfield Senators coming to town.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to get any easier. This was a game the Streaks would have loved to have had, because this would have been a good win for the Streaks, a team in East Peoria that they handled last year, but that they knew was going to be a handful. And unfortunately for the Streaks, just it wasn't in the cards tonight. And you can't miss that many free throws. You can't be that poor getting the ball inside to the Shaylee Florine, who was having a very good night when she could get her hands on the ball. And I think, you know, as Coach said, you're not as concerned necessarily with Shaylee's free throw shooting tonight, because she got to the line that many times. But, you know, after having such a good game from the stripe yesterday, and we had a chance to talk to Shaylee, I'm sure it was kind of a tough game for her to bounce back with. And you know, I don't know. We kind of thought coming in that some of the length on behalf of East Peoria was going to have some issues, especially Gabelhausen being able to jump out at three-point shooters. I mean, she ended the game with 26 points, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks, and she barely played in the second half because of foul trouble. So I'm sure that there's a lot of things the Streaks can build on when you go back and watch the tape here, and that's the good thing. The bad thing is you come out with a loss tonight.
Our thanks to Brian Prescott back at the studios. I think Zach Leahy was probably there, too, for spinning the dials for us tonight. Always appreciated. The first game tonight was won by Alleman over Freeport, 70-47. And the final here was 61-56 in favor of East Peoria. We'll be with you tomorrow night, beginning with our pregame show at about 6:10 tomorrow evening. It'll be the Silver Streaks and Springfield. The final, once again, East Peoria 61, Galesburg 56. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.